Well, first, I hope you had a great Christmas and time with family and friends. And it's nice to be at home on vacation, away from school and so forth. But you get off your routine, and it does. Sometimes we can't wait to get back in the rhythm of things. But it was great Christmas at Holy Name, the 4 o'clock. You know, there's always high energy and a lot of babies. And the 7 p.m. is kind of our very meditative, beautiful music at all the Masses, for that matter. And the 9 o'clock on Christmas Day is just right. So we thank God for the blessings, and for whatever reason, sometimes I at night I just turn on the TV to relax, and I fall asleep immediately. But lately, it's been this old movie called City Slickers, which is with Billy Crystal. And when it's on TV, they edit out all the bad language, which is nice. Anyway, it's about these guys. They're going through a midlife crisis, and so they sign up to become cowboys to bring in the herd. And at one point, they meet this guy Curly, who's really a cowboy, and he. Pretty tough guy. You can see that he's chain smoker, probably Lucky Strikes for many years. And anyway, they ask him, Curly, what's the secret of the meaning of life? And Curly holds up one finger. Well, what's that mean? Well, the secret of the meaning of life is one thing. You have to discover what that one thing is. And I don't know if we're going to reduce it to one thing, but we can say a couple of things for this Feast of the Holy Family. One thing that is universal, I think, as human beings, we like to receive gifts, whether we're little or older. When we're a kid, we just get really excited. There's an enthusiasm of receiving something, and we feel special, we feel loved, and rip those gifts open, and we play with them. I remember over the Christmas season, I'd be up early and stay up late because I had stuff to do, and then you get tired and crabby, and pretty soon there are little fights and so forth. But somebody asked me, what was your favorite gift growing up? Boy, it'd be hard to remember, once again, to reduce it to one thing, but it wasn't even a Christmas gift. Mom and Dad got a new freezer, and we got the cardboard box. Best thing ever. We lived in that thing for we lived in there all summer out there. My brother, when he gets in trouble with his wife, he still spends some nights in that cardboard box. But it goes to show the creativity of kids, right? It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. We know how to have fun, and that's something good. But as you know, as we grow, we like to receive gifts, but at some point, we discover the joy of giving gifts. Oh, we see that the happiness that we can bring others by doing something special for them. It could be a little thing, a homemade thing, that it comes from the heart, and boy, that makes an impact. You know, our headmaster, Mr. Lynch, he had a birthday here, and the school kids wanted to do something and recognize. They made this big card, and they made a picture with him and his red beard and so forth, and just to see the joy of the kids when he came in to see his gift and to see the card, oh, they were so excited. They wanted to see his reaction. He said, "Happy birthday, Mr. Lynch, you're number one." Now that was a teachable moment because he's actually number two. I'm number one. I've been here longer. You know, this is my place. So I had to just gently let him know that. Anyway, he's here today, I think, somewhere. So taking a cheap shot. But the idea is receiving gifts and giving gifts. Now the Holy Family, I mean, if you see, the readings are very beautiful that Hannah gives her son back to God. As all parents must do in a way that they're our children, but really they're God's. They're on loan to parents. We're the stewards and we get the honor of raising them, but they really belong to the Lord. He made us, we belong to Him. So parents have that privilege of raising them, but not too much pressure that we can't save them or fix them. We need to love them and to correct them and forgive them and to see the good in them. That's where the Holy Family can be so helpful for us. We talked last week about a devotion to the Blessed Mother. Really important for us as Christians to be close to Mary because she is the closest to Jesus. She's a good role model. She prays for us. She loves us. Maybe this week we say something about St. Joseph. All of us as men, as fathers, as husbands, he's a really remarkable human being. One of my favorite saints. When my uncle died, my uncle, by his own estimation, wasn't the best dad. He was gone a lot. But when he died, they found in his wallet an old prayer to St. Joseph. It was all worn out. He'd said it so many times. And his kids felt, they were very touched by that because it meant that even if Dad wasn't always here, he was thinking of us, praying for us. He was missing us as we were missing him. Devotion to the Blessed Mother, St. Joseph, these are great things. And they're very important for our spiritual life. But the church gives us another great gift, you know, is this idea of a jubilee. You know, every 25 years for many, many centuries, the church takes a time of real grace. I'm inviting us, especially the works of mercy, the spiritual works, corporal works, to really embrace Christ and to take his good news into the world. their time of indulgence, of repentance, of real healing. I was reading about like one spiritual work of mercy to comfort the sorrowful. I just read this last night. This girl, she's a college kid out in California, Jackie Turner. And she said her family upbringing wasn't very good. And all her friends were going home to be with family and friends for Christmas, but not her. So she took an ad, she put an ad in Craigslist, and she advertised for parents. She'd pay them $8 an hour just to spend Christmas with them. She got dozens and dozens of responses from a lot of parents that we'll do it for nothing. You just come on over, we'll take care of you. And from a lot of other people like her in the same situation. And so she decided to invite everyone. All these kids that didn't have anywhere to go and all these parents that were really grateful for the opportunity to be a mom or dad for these kids. There's something about that. That's a spiritual work of mercy to build up the body of Christ, to look out and see what God sees. Lots of things that we can do this year that'll give us an indulgence. Indulgence just incentivizes. It brings a certain healing into our world. I know there have been abuses of it and so forth, but forgiveness is one thing. When you break a window and you say you're sorry and somebody forgives you, good. But an indulgence is like fixing the window. And so whatever we do that earns those little graces will help people to find peace and hope. You can even visit churches, you know, that you can go over to Resurrection this year, which is one of the prettiest churches in Wausau. I don't usually encourage you to go to the east side, but you can go over there and you can get an indulgence by visiting. Something you can do with your family. Say these little prayers. I hope to do it every month, at least maybe once a week, because those prayers will help people get to heaven in ways we'll never fully understand. There are a few other churches around our diocese that you could do that. Other things that are important, learning to pray together. We're going to have adoration Tuesday night. That's New Year's Eve. All night after Mass at 6 p.m., which is a holy day of obligation, so you have to come Tuesday night or Wednesday. And after Mass, you could stay for a while. We'll have adoration until 9 o'clock Mass on Wednesday. What a great way to start a new year. It's still a Eucharistic revival, that deepening of the harmony and the hope, the healing that Christ alone can give. I know one family that does the first Saturdays of the month. They go to Mass and confession. That's another thing we can do together to grow. Family Life Committee is always promoting ways to get to know other families, to get closer to each other, to recognize the values that we share, and we can help each other along. Raising families is beautiful and also very difficult. I'd talk a good game, and then I go back and stay by myself in the rectory, and all I hear at night are the chickens. But that's not bad. They're pretty quiet. So the idea is that, what is that one thing? What's the one thing, the secret of the meaning of life? I had my hip replaced back in 2013. I had 6 weeks off of work, which is torturous. I didn't like any of it. And then I knew what my one thing is being a part of what God is doing, helping people get to heaven, which I think is what we're all supposed to be doing. Working on my own life and my own heart, which is a mess many times, but also reaching out to others, recognizing that we're stronger, we're holier, we're more like Christ when we're together. This is the work of the church. It's the work of a family. It's the work of God. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, perfect family. Yours and mine, not. But even so, they're a blessing. I'm going to go home this afternoon, see my mama, spend some time with my siblings, and I look forward, because those are moments that we don't get to have forever. Always to cherish and to thank God, and if there's hurt and our families are estranged, to have trust. The Lord makes all things new. Family life. It's the one covenant he never rescinded, family life, the blessing he meant for you and for me.